Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Glory A. Haynes, research student in the Faculty of Humanities and Education, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Tourism is Barbados's number one money earner today in an industry that invites both long-stay and cruise passengers to visit and enjoy. But this interest in cruise tourism during the winter season had its genesis in the 1950s. On this day, December 30, 1952, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers that the cruise liner Empress of Scotland had docked in Carlisle Bay. This vessel, the first to call up Barbados after the Second World War, arrived with 342 passengers. Many of them hailed from the British Isles, while some passengers were visiting from France, Switzerland, and Holland. Their winter cruise started in Liverpool on December 16, where there were stops at Gibraltar and Madeira before arriving in Barbados for a two-day visit. As early as 7 a.m., passengers disembarked the Empress on small vessels called lighters that took them to the careenage. Some took the opportunity to shop at the Island City stores, while others joined organized tours to the countryside to take in the breathtaking scenes that the island offers. According to the Advocate, cars were parked all along the side of the road, waiting for passengers. Others, armed with their bathing kits, simply spent some time at the beach. Yet for two passengers at least, it was an opportunity to conduct business. John Lee of Sporco Manufacturing Company in Manchester and C.S. Newton of Carpet Trades Limited, Worcestershire, found time to meet with A.S. Bryden and C.S. Stout of the firm A.S. Bryden & Company, the local agents for these two British companies. Their next stop was the Dutch territory of Curaçao, before making their way to Kingston, Jamaica, Antigua, St. Lucia, and then back to Madeira. Also in Carlisle Bay was the Canadian cruiser, which had arrived from Trinidad with 13 passengers along with quantities of flour, cornmeal, grapefruit juice, eggs, and pickled pork. Several yachts had also arrived from Bekwe and St. Lucia, no doubt to spend New Year's 1953 in Barbados. The genesis of cruise tourism in Barbados on this day, December 30, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.